Welcome back to Moments of Horror. Today's story is why? It's for Yuck. They were called the Clean Team. Five volunteers, a small town initiative. Every fall, they were tasked with cleaning out abandoned properties before the winter freeze. Rotting cabins, dusty storage units, boarded up basements, places that smelled like mildew and memories. This year, they were assigned house 309. No one remembered who'd owned it. Deed records were smudged. The neighbors said it had just always been there, tilted, shaded, shrinking in on itself. The kind of place kids dared each other to touch but never enter. But the clean team had their checklist, so they went in. Mason, the team lead, was the first to comment on the smell. Not just old house smell, not just dust. This was wet, rotten, like something left a stew. "You ever smelled a compost bin that breathes?" he joked. No one laughed. The deeper they went, the worse it got. Slimy wallpaper peeled off in curls. The air was thick, warm. The wood beneath their boots creaked in a way that felt alive. And then there was the kitchen. That's where they found the refrigerator. It was duct-taped shut. Three thick black straps stretched tight as if holding something in. The youngest volunteer, Nikki, grabbed her phone. "We should report this." But Mason was curious. Too curious. He cut the tape. The door hissed open. And from inside spilled the most revolting stench any of them had ever encountered. Not just spoiled food. Not just old meat. This was something else. Jars. Dozens of them. Packed in rows. Each filled with a different kind of sludge. Some green, some yellow, one thick and black and full of something that looked like human teeth. Another jar, just fingers, small, curled, preserved. It was Nikki who noticed the post-it on the back wall of the fridge. Faded, stained, just four words. "Don't feed the house." Too late, because the house had already woken up. The walls pulsed, the floorboards began to bubble. And from the ceiling, thick ropes of something began to drip. Mason ran for the door. It slammed shut. Nikki screamed as the jars began to pop, one by one, releasing whatever had been pickled inside them. They oozed across the tile, slithered between their feet, wrapping around ankles, reaching for mouths. They were choking on the air now, the yuck of it, the taste of decay so sharp it made their noses bleed. Three of them mudded out. Two did not. But the real horror? The house looked cleaner afterward, as if it had been waiting. And now? Now it waits again. For the next crew. The next checklist. The next set of curious hands. So if you're ever part of a town cleanup, and you find a house where the floors squish and the fridge hisses, don't open it. Not everything that smells yuck is rotting. Some things are ripening. Thanks for listening. I'm KG Heartstopper, and always remember, you matter, you mean something. Go be kind.